This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Remember those essays the teacher made you write called How I Spent My Summer Vacation? Well, Greg Humphrey's going to need some extra paper to complete that assignment because he had one heck of a summer. He packed up, rented out his place in Durham, headed off to the Czech Republic for a few months. It was not strictly a vacation. Greg's a musician, and he played night after night in Prague, testing out his tunes before an international audience. Greg Humphrey's latest CD is called People You May Know, and he's working on another CD inspired by his travel abroad. Pleased to welcome him back to the show right now, Greg Humphrey's. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Frank. Great to be back.
How'd you wind up spending a summer in Prague?
Well, I met a guy named Bill Pixley at Shikori Hills Music Festival, and he happened to be from my hometown, Winston-Salem. And we had a lot of deep conversations, and he ended up moving to Prague and starting a business over there. And for the past two summers, he sponsored a stage at their big music festival called United Islands. And it's a big international music festival on the islands in the Vltava River, right in the middle of town. And he's a big Hoebex fan. So he brought me over last summer, and I had a wonderful time. He brought me back this summer and offered me a place to live for the summer.
What a great place, isn't it? And you were there playing. You played the festival, right?
I did play the festival.
Music from all over, all different kinds of music?
All different kinds of music from all over Europe and the rest of the world. But we did have an interesting stage because it was a very Americana-oriented stage. The Old Ceremony from here played and some other cool groups.
Good audience for that kind of stuff over there, isn't there?
They really like it. Yeah. They love it, yeah.
Now, before you left, you had already started recording People You May Know. Tell us about the project.
Well, this album is my third solo album, and it's the third one I've produced and engineered myself. And it's a collection of stories about people you may know. And there's a nod and a wink at the ubiquity of social networking and how it's changed our lives, and certainly has changed my life. And
well, we're going to play one from the CD. You're going to play live in a minute, but I want to give everybody a sense of all the production values on it and the quality of this particular tune, too. So here is a clip from People You May Know, and the tune is called Must Be the Moon.
And I gave you text and I call. You smoke and I drink. You laugh and I crawl. I wanted more, you wanted less. I wanna kiss, you wanna caress. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moonshine. You say let's ride more, I say we should wait. You think it's not done, I think it's just great. You wanted more, I wanted less. Kiss, I wanna caress. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moonshine. Thank you. So let's agree to disagree. I can't think for you. You can't speak for me. But I want it back. You do too. There's only one thing left to do. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon.
Must be the moon, straight off Greg Humphrey's latest album, People You May Know. Greg Humphrey's going to play live for us in a minute, but that's from the album. By the way, you can see Greg and Hobex Saturday night, Blind Tiger in Greensboro. Now, that was not a Hobex tune.
No, not at all.
You're going a little jazzy on us.
I did, and I was lucky enough to collaborate on that recording with some local musicians who are great jazz players, Eric Hirsch on piano.
From the Beast.
Steve, of course. It's the Beast Trio, basically. Yeah. Stephen Kaufman and Pete Kimosh. So.
Yeah, that's nice. So what got you into that vein?
Well, I guess the freedom of being solo is I can try different things and go in any direction. And they call it going solo, but it's really freeing you up to collaborate with a lot of different musicians. So, for example, I can get to work with some of the great jazz players in the area or some bluegrass players or funk, rock, soul, and it goes on.
That sounds good. You play another song for us?
Sure. This is another one from People You May Know. It's called Alice in the Morning. Sunrise awake in a cold room. Go walk the girls, load the stove. Brew up a tea, light the incense. Hold me so tight, make me think we're in love. Love. Feed all the cats, check your Facebook. Warm little soup and cold black bread. Back to the brawl, always brewing. Making your point to the ghost in your head. Shining white skin, she is sparkling. Perfect guitar, till death I'd play. She doesn't share in my wanting. She's not for sale, and in tune, she won't stay. She won't stay. She won't stay.
Greg Humphreys from his third solo CD. That song is called Alice in the Morning. The CD is People You May Know. And, you know, you talked about your collaboration on this album with members of the Beast, but you also had a lot of other local groups helping you out on this one, right?
I did. Actually, I went to Nashville in February and did a session with a good buddy of mine named Gib Droll, who's a fantastic guitar player. He's played with Brandi Carlile and Mark Broussard and a lot of...
And Greg Humphreys? Played with Greg Humphreys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying.
And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And over the past over these past three albums, I've gotten to collaborate with a lot of my local pals, Andrew and Emily from Mandolin Orange. Guys from Big Fat Gap.
Yeah.
Love to pick some bluegrass.
Been doing this for a long time in this scene. We can, you know, you go around and go to any of the venues in the area, and Greg is likely to be there sitting in with whoever's on that stage.
I'm not afraid to sit in.
But it's something, is it unique to this area? I mean, obviously any place with a music scene's got that kind of thing going on, but boy, it seems robust here in ways that I haven't seen it other places.
I think it's very alive here. I do think it's a great scene here, and it's been very good to me, and I've met so many great people, made some great friends, and just lots of memories.
Meet any folks in Prague you want to bring back?
Sure. Yeah. Actually, one of the interesting things about being there was I tapped into this expat group of musicians from England and America who were doing a lot of the same types of shows as I was, and they took me under their wing and really helped me to get going over there.
Hey, I only spent 2 weeks in Prague, and I couldn't believe you could spill out and find every kind of music at any time of the day or night. All of it, jazz, classical, indie rock.
There's a big
folk,
jazz scene, a lot
bluegrass,
of
bluegrass, you know.
It's a very international, cosmopolitan city, and there's a lot of music going on. I agree. I was very impressed.
Play another song for us?
Sure. This is actually a traveling tune I wrote just before I headed out for Prague. I was in a traveling mood, so I wrote a traveling story. Boxes full of stuff that I don't need anymore. Candles on a TV tray, an old futon on the floor, and I'm running away, running away for my life, running away. Out in East LA, a truck in Seattle town. Chicago lasted 90 days, and Austin's bringing me down. So I'm running away. Lessons I have learned. Some people will use you for fun. And when a woman whispers, "Babe, I'm crazy," pack up your stuff, boy, and run. And I'm running away. Boxes full of stuff that I don't need anymore.
Greg Humphreys, his latest CD is People You May Know, and that's a travel song called Running Away. And your next project, I guess, is full of, you're already at work on that next?
Yes.
Project? What's that? What are we going to hear when that comes out?
It's still coming together.
Got plans for the holidays?
I am going down to Columbia, South Carolina to visit with my mother. That's a nice trip.
That's going to be a great Christmas. Great to have you here. Thanks so much, Greg.
Thanks for having me.
Greg Humphrey's latest CD is called People You May Know, and you can hear him perform live this weekend with his band, Hobex. Going to be at the Blind Tiger in Greensboro Saturday at 8 o'clock. For more information, check out greghumphreys.net. That's the state of things for today. Thanks for listening. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, here's Greg Humphrey's.
There are thousands of ships in the ocean. There are millions of fish in the sea. There are billions of stars in the sky, dear, but there's only one of me. There are hundreds of suitors to woo you. There are thousands of things you could be. There are plenty of dudes who would do you, but there's only one of me. There are so many ways to be lonely, and so many ways to be blue. And you might find a tear in my eye, girl, 'cause I know that there's only one you. Only one you. So consider it well, and I'll bet you that you and I soon will agree. There are many that might try to get you, but there's only one of me. There are so many ways to be lonely, and so many ways to be blue. And you might find a tear in my eye, girl, 'cause I know that there's only one you. Only one you. So consider it well, and I'll bet you that you and I soon will agree. There are many that might try to get you, but there's only one.